Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a cat that is leading the proverbial modern-day jazz march as we know it, that was pianist and composer Gerald Clayton with the 2017 tune Soul Stomp off his latest CD, Tributary Tales. So he's the son of legendary jazz bassist John Clayton and was born in Utrecht, Netherlands, and raised in Los Angeles. This four-time Grammy-nominated cat began his musical journey at the prestigious Los Angeles County High School School for the Arts, and he would fetch the 2002 Presidential Scholar of the Arts Award, and then he would go on to get a Bachelor of Arts in Piano Performance at USC's Thornton School of Music under the grand instruction of icon Billy Childs. From there, he won second place in the 2006 Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Piano Competition. And on May 13, 2017, he swung through Kansas City to play at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine. And during a talk with Neon Jazz, he had this to say about Kansas City.
I love Kansas City, and I love the room. I think this is, you know, some of the hippest people as far as audience members, listeners, and just lovers of the music. You know, that's, you really get the sense that this is a soulful community that really values its contributions to the music, to the artistic expression. You know, I don't even need to go down the history. You know, the names are huge, Charlie Parker, et cetera. So you get that feeling when you get here, when you arrive. You know?
Over the years, he has played all over with the likes of Diana Krall, Roy Hargrove, Diana Reeves, Kendrick Scott, and so many others. He is a very deep cat that feels the roots of jazz in his very soul, and he is a champion for the art form. And he elaborated on that during our interview.
There's not one artist out there that isn't contextualized with a group of others when people think about them. So for us, it's really like thinking about your own sort of place in the scene is all good, but thinking about the scene as a whole and what we can do to make it better, you know, how can we raise the level, the awareness?
I really dug speaking with Gerald. It's great to have him on the program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a hip town full of musicians and legends, like Charlie Bird Parker and Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready with another full hour of jazz for you to savor. Joined by trumpet player Michael Rodriguez of New York City, this is Gerald once again with the 2013 tune You Did off the CD Reverence, as we keep this jazz caravan moving right on down the road.
Thank you.
Clayton on the road, promoting my new album, Tributary Tales. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Gerald's father, John Clayton, on the classic double bass with bass legend Ray Brown, teamed up on the tune One Arm Bandit off the 2006 CD Super Bass. So John started studying the bass at 16 with Ray Brown, and by 19 he had become a bassist on Henry Mancini's TV series The Mancini Generation, and later graduated in 1975 from Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music with a degree in bass performance. He went on to tour with Monty Alexander's trio and the Count Basie Orchestra. Ray, on the other hand, is a legend and logged plenty of time with Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, and so many others. From the cool of jazz trombonist Harry Waters, this is the tune All of Me off the 2015 CD simply called The Great American Songbook, something we are all about here on the show. Dig it.
and this is John Clayton, and you have the good taste to be listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was York, Pennsylvania native alto sax man Tim Warfield with the 2010 tune Crazy Rhythm off the CD A Sentimental Journey. So we can tell you he started playing the alto at 9, then switched to tenor during his first year at William Penn Senior High School. But we should also let him tell you, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he opened up about his beginnings.
I ask myself that every day. You look up to your parents, you know, when you're young. Both my mother and father are big jazz enthusiasts. I grew up listening to jazz. I make jokes that I probably started listening to jazz while still in the womb. And while I was growing up, that really, in all honesty, was the music I thought that was prominent, because that's what was played so much in the household.
So after high school, he attended Howard University in Washington, D.C. for 2 years before leading to co-lead groups in central Pennsylvania and that Baltimore, Washington area. He would go on to jam with Marlon Jordan's quintet for 3 years, and the sky was the limit from there. These days, he is an adjunct music faculty member at Temple University in Philly and is a part of the jazz orchestra under the control of Terrell Stafford in Philly as well. From the coolest tenor sax man of them all, this is Dexter Gordon with the tune Blow Mr. Dexter off the 2014 CD, The Early Young Dexter Gordon, as we move on. But we're going to have a listen to Tim talk about the towering influence of Dexter on his young mind.
And then Dexter Gordon. And when I saw Dexter Gordon, I was done. I was like, this is the coolest man I've ever seen in my life, and I want to play like him. I started to pursue it after that.
Ron Carter with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Have a good day.
That was the brilliant trumpeter Nicholas Payton, joined by Tar Baby with the 2010 tune Unity off the CD The End of the Fear. And this is another modern cat that is considered one of the greatest artists of our time. Called a virtuoso before he was even out of high school, his talent has earned him praise and a very deserved spot in jazz history already. On this album, Tar Baby, it is the combined efforts of Eric Rivas, Nasheed Waits, and Oren Evans, featuring special guests J.D. Allen, Oliver Lake, and Mr. Nicholas Payton. And this is one of those cats that Tim Warfield talked and glowed about. During our interview, he had an interesting bit to say about this cat that he played with so much.
And he's very, very knowledgeable. He's way, way beyond his years. I used to talk to him about things he shouldn't have even known about. I was like, man, how do you know about this TV series? Like, I talked to him about Soundstage. I said, you might not have even been born. He said, oh, I know so-and-so that had such and such. And this is way before the internet. So what that means is one of two things. One, either someone was taking a lot of time to introduce him to a lot of information, or he was seeking it out. And I believe he was seeking it out.
That there is my kind of cat. From a friend on the show and a legend, this is a man in his 90s that won't slow down. Vibes man Terry Gibbs with his take on the Yardbird Suite. And he knew Bird very well. This is off his latest 2017 disc, 92 Years Young, I'd say so. As this aging hour of jazz gets a bit hipper here on Neon Jazz.
This is Terry Gibbs. You want to hear the best jazz? especially when they play my music. Listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was another friend of the program and the brilliant jazz saxophonist, composer, and educator, and he's a Maryland native, Sam Newsom, with a cut off his 2017 CD, Sopranoville, Works for Prepared and Non-Prepared Soprano, with the song Deadline. So this cat's music combines straight-ahead jazz, world music, and experimental jazz. He is always busy, and he's always pushing that jazz envelope. This next cut comes from the world of social media that illuminates those little nuggets of human inspiration we need to validate our collective human march with. This is ex-jazz player Edward Hardy out of the UK. He was a resident at a care home in Wookie, Somerset, UK. He had dementia, and he connected with a young worker there. And this young worker created a movement to get his old bandmates to visit Edward and recreate that jazz magic. And they did just that in this jam session. So dig it. I felt the need to get a bit of the Gene Krupa to seal up this hour of jazz properly. Here's the drum legend with the song Drummin' Man off the 2016 Jazz Greatest Hits CD to kick it off. So, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend that always knows how to keep a solid beat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We would love to hear from you out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Kicking fool. Swinging melody.
Jazz.